Chapter 2. I hadn't been living in this city, or even in this world, for very long, but I knew well the kind of bad reputation these streets had at night and how dangerous they could be, especially if you happened to be a skinny woman with hair so white it almost had a glow of its own. Lucky for me, no one ever seemed to pay me any attention, provided I wasn't doing anything to attract it. Human eyes just skimmed past me like I wasn't even there. But there were more dangers than humans that stalked this world, and those creatures, I called them the natives, well, hiding from them was right up there on the list of survival rules for one of my kind. Vampires, witches, shifters, they'd always been hostile to me before getting to know me. Dealing with them was an uphill battle, which was why I walked quietly where I could, keeping my hair tucked underneath my hoodie, though always curling a few strands around my fingertips. If there was one thing I didn't like, it was the dark. And in a city with so many lights, there were many shadows in which predators could and did hide. And tonight didn't feel right. I hurried home, sticking to the well-lit parts of the street and zipping quickly in and out of subway stations. By the time I reached my apartment building, a fine mist had drifted in from the harbor, transforming every single light around me into luminescent orbs and all but swallowing the sounds of life outside of my immediate surroundings. This only made the feeling worse, but I pushed on. Fate was waiting for me upstairs. That is to say, she was exactly where I'd left her, sitting on the couch watching cooking shows. As I walked through the door, I caught the tail end of a conversation between two would-be chefs admiring the work of a third. I wasn't sure what in the hell they were cooking, but it had way too many eyes for my liking. I know, I said, shutting the door. You're hungry. I'm sorry, I got held up. Fate didn't reply. I could only see her feet hanging off the side of the couch. She was wearing odd knee-high socks, and laying on the floor beneath them were a pair of black studded combat boots. I set the food down on the kitchen counter. Our apartment wasn't fancy enough to have a living room and a separate kitchen, or even two bedrooms, and walked around the couch to find Fate as pale as a ghost. Eyes closed, her chest still. Oh, shit. No. My heart leapt into my throat. I threw myself to my knees beside her, took her hand, cold, too cold, and then started tapping her face. Too pale, too cold, too still. Shit! Fate, wake up! Fate! Fate! She opened her eyes and took a deep breath all at once, startling me so hard I fell flat on my ass beside the couch. Fate blinked, then turned her wide, silver eyes on me. What? She asked, like I'd just rudely woken her up from a blissful nap. I ran my fingers through my hair and let my hood fall. I thought you were dead. More blinking, then she coughed to clear her throat. Doesn't look like it. Are you all right? Fate tried to sit upright, but winced almost immediately. Pain or tiredness or both shooting through her the way I knew it did. Shit! She yelled, her voice filling the tiny apartment. I reached for her hand and took it, soothing her skin with my thumb. She was still too cold, but her heartbeat was there at least. Keep still, I said. Take a sec. Breathe. She scoffed but didn't say anything, instead choosing to take my advice and breathe. This wasn't the first time I'd found Fate, for all intents and purposes, dead. She was sick. Let me rephrase that. Fate was always sick. I didn't know why, and neither did she. The best we could come up with was this was some side effect of our transition from the other place we came from to Earth. We both knew that we weren't human, and yet we had human bodies. We looked, sounded, and even behaved like humans. There was some magic at work that made it so humans couldn't tell us from any other person on the street, even if they were to get close to us. Something about us made them nervous.